Did you ever hear the story about the traveling salesman? A thousand jokes, stick around for the jokes. A thousand faces, I reiterate. When you're gifted, then you're gifted. These are facts, I got no axe to grind. Hey, what are they blind? In all of the world so far, I'm the greatest star. Who is the pip with pizzazz? Who is all ginger and jazz? Who is as glamorous as? Who's an American beauty rose with an American beauty nose and 10 American beauty toes? Eyes on the target and wham! One shot, one gunshot and bam! Hey, Mr. Ziegfeld, here I am. I'm the greatest star. I am by far, but no one knows it. That's why I was born. I'll blow my horn till someone blows it. I light up like a light, light up like a light. I'll flicker then flash. Drama. Have you guessed yet who is the best yet? If ya ain't, I'll tell ya one more time. You've been to last time in all of the world so far. I'm the greatest, greatest
disorganized today. I took a nap early. I don't know if I'm broadcasting because it says loading chat use stream 6667. Please wake. I'm waking and I don't see, so I don't even know if I'm on the fucking pogrom or not. Not that it fucking matters. Come on, pogrom. Let's see. Let's do a poll. Who is uglier? Cheryl. There, I started a poll. I don't know if this is working because I can't tell. Let's see. If I go to the Yeast Radio website, does it work? Without my chat, I think the Uke stream has been failing me. I got a solicitation from Blog TV. They said, come and try Blog TV. We love your podcast. Like they actually watched it. Now the chat isn't working. Fuck. But I believe, hello, is this working? Let's see. Okay. So I call, it looks like the, now that, is that working? I don't think anything's fucking working. Somebody send me a Skype. I'm on Skype. Let me know what's going on here. Let me know on Skype. Well, these people are voting, so that means something. Hello? Oh. Because on my own stream, I don't see no video moving. Or lapsing. Somebody send me a Skype, or I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Please don't make me show you my profile like this. It's hard to read like that. Or maybe Griselda knows. She's online. I don't know if this is working. I don't think it's fucking working. Do I have some YouTube porn being... what do you call that? Pornography? What do you call that thing? Pornography. Hello? Hello? Oh, she's goddamn... She's there, but she can't figure out the microphone. Figure it out. God damn it. This is... I don't have my microphone. Oh, okay. Hello?
Hi, do you hear me now?
I do. How you doing, Griselda? You're on my program now. You're on
my
program.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad.
Why? Last time you ran away when you were going to be on my program. Now you're glad you're on it?
Yeah, I thought you weren't picking up the phone when I called last time.
Oh, no. Well, that was unscheduled, though.
Oh, okay.
And so is this, but this is different. I had political papers on. You know, we got to figure out what to do about Andy because he's severely depressed.
I know. I really don't know what to do, though. I've suggested he, you know, cut back on the sugar and take his thyroid medicine, and he just doesn't do it.
So what do you think this is about? Hey, can you turn down, can you put headphones on or something? Because I'm getting an echo from your vagina.
Oh, sure. Sorry about that. Okay. Here you go. Is that better?
Yes, it's better, and thank you for apologizing. I don't know that I can forgive you, though. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I just forgot what I was doing. So I'm really disappointed because tomorrow there's a 4-mile race in Central Park, and I got like 15 people from work to do the race, and now there's like 6 or 7 inches of snow outside, and so I think I'm going to have to cancel.
Well, how long is the race?
4 miles.
And how many people from work did you get to do it?
I think 15.
Not from one Starbucks. Oh, from one. Yeah, from one.
It's okay. You can say it. Well, there's like my district manager and her boss and his boss,
then
4 people from my store, 4 people from a neighboring store, and then a couple other people. So
that's amazing.
I know.
But it's going to be 8 inches of snow.
Yep.
Wow.
There's a lot. I just went outside because I was going to have brunch at my house afterwards and make key lime pie.
Okay.
And it was just a mess outside.
Oh, that's good.
I love pie.
I like eating as well. I think something's fucked up with the chat. The whole show's like, it's the chat room isn't working. And I know for a fact, though, that we are recording it for the podcast for later at least. But I don't even know if the video of this is working. This fucking... Oh, no, it says acquiring nickname and joining a room. I think it's working now, finally. Anyway, what kind of
pie are you
eating?
Good, I'm going there right now to see.
There's no audio. Good Lord. Can't see the chat. This thing sucks. Okay, I have to refresh this. Hold on, Griselda.
Okay.
Let's see now. Okay, gotta do this. Refresh this. Okay, let's see here. Gotta do this. Refresh. I'm refreshing.
Oh, no, I don't see you. Okay, you are refreshing.
Now it's better, right? Is it better now? Is it better?
It's off air right now.
Okay, you should be able to hit the refresh button, the little circly or
refresh. Yeah.
Am I on?
No.
No.
I'm good. How are you?
The whole browser just quit. No,
oh, no. Yeah, I don't know what to do about tomorrow. I know that they never cancel the races, and Carol just called me because everyone's asking if we're doing it or not. So
I'm so glad this is... technology is so great. Let's see. Ustream. I'll go back to the website. Oh, this is really great.
Oh, right.
Griselda talk on the phone while I can't even get my program going. Can't get my pilgrim going.
Yeah, I just went outside. It is really bad. I know that they're still going to hold the race, but I don't think anyone will really enjoy it. So.
Well, you're not supposed to enjoy it. It's crap. It's just crap, right? You're not supposed to enjoy it. Since
yeah.
You're supposed to enjoy running anyway for 4 miles. Good.
Yeah, we'll reschedule for next time. And I'll give Andrew a call.
How about
this is disappointing. Yeah. I was making key lime pie.
Am I on now? Am I on now this time?
Everyone had a treat.
No.
Well, I know, but, you know, I was
I'll take the goddamn key lime pie. Can I have some key lime pie?
Hopefully you can still go to the Poconos.
God damn it. None of this is fucking working, is it? Are you getting it yet, people? Hello? Are you getting it?
Yeah.
Fucked. Ustream sucks.
Okay.
Ustream
I'll let
sucks.
You know if anything changes. Talk to you soon.
Ustream sucks.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Hi. Sorry.
Don't be sorry. I don't give a shit. Nothing's working anyway.
Okay.
I mean, it's working. It's recording, and this is still a useful. Can you turn off the headphone again? God.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting.
Jesus Christ. So the race is tomorrow. Why are you canceling it now?
Well, because the snow on the ground is so bad. That was my district manager, and she's in Staten Island, and she couldn't even leave.
Okay.
Huh?
Oh, I think the sound is working now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I keep forgetting.
Oh,
my God, this is annoying.
Why is it so far back?
I don't know.
The snow on the ground is so bad.
This doesn't make any fucking sense. Can you turn that off? You just talk to me.
Huh?
Oh my God, this is a pain in the goddamn cunt.
Oh my God, this is annoying.
Can you turn off the headphones so you don't hear all that? Turn off the simulcast, please. Real time, Griselda.
Hi.
I don't know what to fucking do. This show sucks ass.
Is this ever going to end?
We just start. I don't even understand it. You know what? Let me try. I'm going to hook the camera up to a different cunt computer. So let's do that. We can still talk, though, because it's still recording for the show, for the podcast.
Yeah, I'm still here, but okay. I can't understand anything.
Yeah. You can hear me right now, though, right?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, good. Well, then, anyway, I'm switching the camera over to the other computer in the meanwhile, and we'll see if this works. I love technology. So why did we were talking about Andy Melton for 5 seconds, and then you quickly changed the subject to yourself.
Wait, what was I talking about for 5 seconds?
No, we were talking about Andy Melton for 5 seconds, and then you quickly changed the subject back to yourself. We need to figure out a way
to help. Just used to talking about myself.
Okay, well, I'm not. I'm used to talking about
myself. Okay, so I don't know what to do about Andy. He, you know, he goes on, like, gay.com and stuff. I mean, he looks cute on his photos there.
Well, he can find men that like big ladies and big gentlemen. I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem is he's in a rut. And I think he's in such a rut that he needs people to help him get out of the rut.
Yes, I don't know how to get him out of the rut, though, because he's been living at home for so long.
Yeah, but we have to. If we don't have any hope, then how can he? You know what I mean?
Offered to, like, let him move in with Mikey Pod.
You've offered to let him move in with Mikey Pod?
Yeah, and then I can hang out with him and give him a makeover.
What kind of floors does Mikey Pod have?
Well, they're better be reinforced.
Uh-huh. But does Mikey Pod know you've offered Andy Melton to live in his house?
I don't know. But I'm sure it's fine.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
But we're not at the point where he can leave the house yet. First of all, I was thinking, can we get him on the Biggest Loser or something?
He said he didn't want to be on the Biggest Loser. Because then he would have to exercise.
So he wants to die. You think?
We're
talking about Andy Melton, audience. You know what? I don't know what the fuck to tell you, audience. Can you hear me, audience? Can you hear me? Jesus Christ, this fucking shit.
He said he didn't want to...
Griselda, don't try to listen to the simulcast. It's lagging too behind. Hello? Choppy. I don't care if it's choppy. It's the best we can do. I want to know if it's anything. It's not my fault. This is fucking Chinese Ustream bullshit with the Nazis. They don't like my program. Not intelligible.
Really?
Well, that's true. I'm going to turn audio and video quality all the way down.
The thing is really not working.
Yeah. Who's saying that? You? Or you're just reading it? Audio is good.
Madge,
now.
I think maybe we should try and hang up and start again or something.
Hold on, Jainji. I think it's working now. I turned the audio and the video quality all the way to the minimum. It doesn't matter if the video is crap. It doesn't matter. As long as you shut up about it, that's what matters. Is it working now, the audio? The audio is working. We're not going to get video. It's Ustream's fault. It's not mine. Okay?
I don't think the audio is working, though.
They say it's working.
I'm so delayed.
Oh, my God. These people can get fucked. Hold on a second. Let me change something on my settings here. Let's see. Is that any better? I'm taking all my plugins off. All the plugins are off. Is that any better, everyone? I love having to do technical difficulties all fucking day. Is that working?
I don't think it's any better.
I'm not. Let's Hello? Let the audience decide. Audience, is it any better? I'm going to kill myself.
No, I'm still way delayed.
The delay I don't care about. I'm talking to the audience, not you, Griselda. Can you hear me? Listen, if it's working, okay. What do you care if it's fucking delayed? How can you... Griselda is loud but can hear Madge. Okay, fine, we're on. Listen, Griselda... Madge, are you still there?
Madge, can we give up?
No! Listen. Can you listen to me, Griselda, for 1 second?
Yeah.
That little window where you're watching us, turn it off. Do not watch us. Just leave Skype on. Do not even close your browser, please. Okay?
Okay.
Did you do it?
Yes.
So now you don't hear the delay, right?
Yes.
Therefore, it doesn't exist. Now let's talk about AMD. This is still going to be podcast later. It'll be on all weekend for people to listen, turd.
Okay,
so, and I wasn't talking to you. Oh, my God, the audience thinks I was talking to them. Okay, so anyway, we need to help Andy Melton. Andy Melton is a disaster, and he needs intervention, I think. But I don't know
what I don't know how to do that.
Because he's seriously having some major depression. I'm afraid that he's going to cause physical damage to himself. Well, is there somebody we can call?
What's that? Dr. Ruth?
Yeah, I know you, 27972. I know he has more to deal with than the weight, Madge. It's the least of his problems. But do you think that that helps him? We need a way to help him, you know?
I don't know.
Dr. Ruth, these aren't sex problems. I'm a sex therapist. If it were sex, I already gave him sex advice. I told him to sit on a silicon fire plug and find his prostate.
I think the only way to get him better is to get him out of his house.
Okay. I think he can still get out of his house. And he said he did take a walk. So Andy,
yes, he said he walked the dog the other day.
Okay, Andy, maybe you should do that every day. Maybe more often. Maybe go from... Once a day. This is a good idea. I like this. Exercise. Okay, so you walked the dog once last week. You left the house once this quarter. Why don't you walk the dog every day, right? And then gradually make the walk a little bit longer.
Sounds good to me, but... I exercise.
I am from his area. It is a very difficult place. 27952, would you please get a name? Type /Nick, space, and then a nickname, because I can't just call you 27952. I'm dyslexic. What about Overeaters Anonymous? Do you think they could help him? I've been
helped. Yeah, but he says that he can't leave his house because he doesn't have a car.
Okay, that's what we call an excuse. But there are, I mean, there's ways you can join some 12-step programs through the internet too, right? You can contact people. God knows. I mean, look at all the people he's contacted through this program. Mrs. Got a Name. Okay, and Ustream at 20742, would you please do the same thing and get a nickname? Type slash Nick space followed by the name. I really want to give him something he can, you know, I really want to try and do give something constructive that we can do.
I just asked him if he was listening.
Yeah.
And he said he can't right now because he's dealing with a family matter.
Right. It's called dinner. No, I know he's got it rough, and I know his mother's horribly abusive, and she doesn't give him any money, and she's got a man. I know about all this stuff. But the problem is, you know, a lot of people have gone through terrible things, and the end of the tunnel is usually light. Don't you think, Griselda?
Well, I live across the country from my parents, and I don't have to deal with anything related to them, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I live in another state, and I agree.
Well, you have to deal with your parents more than I do, but still.
The problem with family is that they're incredibly annoying, always. And they never know how annoying they are. Like somebody I know says, there's two types of people, the annoying and the annoyed. Now, people that have addictions are generally the annoyed. Wouldn't you agree?
I saw my brother last night. We had dinner.
Your brother? What was he doing in New York?
He was visiting for the first time.
You know, I want to talk to him because... Will you talk to him for me? Because I don't really want to talk to him. I'd rather you do it for me. But I want to find out some places where I can do open mics.
Okay.
Is he still does that, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Is he terrible or what?
I don't know. I've never seen him since I was like 10.
Oh my God, the thing disconnected. Oh, this thing is shit. Well, we're just going to have to do this show off... You know, continue the show offline, and then I'll post it as just a regular podcast.
Okay.
Because this Ustream is just crap, this program we use to broadcast. Because the Skype is okay, so I don't think it's my internet connection. Do you? No, I don't think so.
I doubt it.
Oh, my vagina smells.
Mine too.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And Cheryl is emailing me, but why isn't... If she's emailing me, that means she's around.
I wish Cheryl would post some more fat videos.
She's working on it. I asked her about it yesterday. She's working on it. Hold on, let me try and get her on. This fucking bitch. We're not even on the video, so I don't think I can... It even matters, but... I can call her cell if this doesn't work. Oh, no, I can't. Yes, I can, using my regular cell.
Oh, well.
It's okay. We're always boring anyway, so don't feel like you have to entertain anyone. You know what
I mean?
Okay,
good.
So, how are your lips?
Bad.
Did you see... Cheryl showed me this video. I don't know if she showed you.
Of Andy?
My upload speed is huge. It is not a problem with my upload speed. I have like I have an enormous upload. I can upload my 200 gig meg files in like 5 minutes. It's not an issue. Unless there's something intermittently wrong now, but I don't think so because the Skype with Griselda is working fine.
Yeah.
And Horrell isn't answering the phone.
Did you see the video she posted of Andy?
No, when did she do that?
Well, she maybe not posted. She emailed it.
Was it hideous? Oh, that one—the one with him masturbating.
Yeah.
Uh huh. I did see it, and I really think it was him because of the wood paneling.
I think so too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still fucked, by the way. The audience says it's fucked.
I thought we were off the air.
Oh, but it went back on, even though it's still fucked again, just because I really need to be able to watch people complain.
Oh, okay.
So, they say it's not so bad now. Okay, so listen, I want to talk to you. I wish I wasn't. I should just shut the broadcast off, but I want people to know that it's not just me not showing up. I want people to know that it's Ustream's fault, so I'm just going to leave it on. But I want to talk to you about exercise.
Okay.
I've been exercising almost every day, and the problem is, you know, I've been going to this yoga class at the gym, and there's this teacher who's really good. Her name is Jackie. And one thing I've noticed about these yoga people is they have these amazing bodies. But yesterday I was stuck behind these two fat guys. Like, how come all the women in yoga are gorgeous and then the men look like elephants?
I don't know.
Okay, and then the other question is, or statement, is that Jackie, the yoga teacher I like, who really makes you, like, work like crazy, it's so challenging. She called in sick for the second time since I've been there, which is only a few weeks. And then this girl took over who teaches the beginner's class, and she had kind of the mongoloid face, like that retarded girl who does the oxygen tank. And then she embarrassed me because I don't care how it is, Mrs. Butterworth. The thing sucks and it's Ustream's fault. Write Ustream and tell them their fucking system sucks ass. I can't do nothing about it, okay? So stop telling me it sucks. I'm just going to leave it on and let it go. I gotta go on with the show. I can't just sit here and say, is it working yet? Is it working yet? Is it working yet? Oh, get fucked. Anyway, I wish I could show you the video, Griselda, because I have a hunchback. Like Bill, my friend.
Yeah.
So there's this thing you do where you have to, like, you sit on the ground with your legs straight. And you're supposed to grab your toes. And the retarded-looking teacher says, it's not so important you be able to grab your toes. Because if you grab your toes, then you're just... What happens? Nothing. You just grab your toes. Yeah, but everyone else in the class, including the big panis face in front of me, is grabbing his toes. And the other fatty next to me is grabbing... So I try to grab... I couldn't even get past my knees, right?
Right.
And then she comes around just to me and embarrasses me. She says, try this. And she hands me one of those styrofoam blocks with the sewn material around it, like a brick.
Uh-huh.
Sit on this, she says. So she makes me, because I was slouching and I didn't realize it, I was like going like this. But you're supposed to go like this. But if
I can't see what you're doing right now, but okay.
So I was rounding my back, right?
Right.
I was rounding my back, and then I go to grab the legs, and, you know, and it's easier because I'm rounding the back. She says, you can't round your back because then you'll get the sciatica with us and so. So I go to grab the toes. No. So she says, sit up on this block to keep your back straight. But when I keep my back straight, I can barely even reach my knees.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That's all. Isn't that a good story?
Yeah, I don't like being embarrassed at yoga. I can't do anything. I'm so unflexible.
Cher says, does this spin class help you open up your hamstrings? Well, I mean, spin class helps me. I don't know that it makes me more flexible in any regard. I think, yeah, the hamstrings it does. But this lady, the retarded-looking yoga teacher, Cher, says that it's supposed to be, it's supposed to open up your lower back. And I feel it on my hamstrings when I reach my toesies.
Mm-hmm.
Does Cheryl do the yoga to stretch out her lips? Yes. That's an answer to that. That's an answer. Anyway, so you had to cancel your run for tomorrow, but that must have given you some good brownie parents. Oh, you're being sarcastic, Cher. I didn't fucking know. You fucking yoga geek. Cher, will you call my Skype? Well, you can talk to Griselda, too. Spin class will tighten your hammies all to all hell. I love how these, like, yoga fetish, these, like, one sport people will, like, attack another sport.
Yeah.
Do you do that? You're a runner. Do you attack bicyclists?
Well, bicyclists are pussies.
Why?
I hate those guys that wear all the really expensive gear and can't even ride a bike.
Or they just have a huge belly. That always cracks me up. Like the people with the huge belly, and they have to have a bike that weighs like 3 ounces. Isn't that great?
Yes. I also, you know, I make fun of everyone equally, so there's runners I'll make fun of too.
Well, runners are ugly. And that's the problem with runners. They're ugly. You're not ugly, but that's because you're...
I'm not really a runner either.
Right, but that's because you're standing next to such people that are so ugly, even if you were ugly, nobody would notice.
Right.
But the most runners I've noticed look like praying mantises. Oh my God, there's this runner named Texifornia. He's going to get so mad, the one that does the triathlons.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's going to get so mad at me. Well, I've never seen you. I don't know if you're ugly. Maybe you're one of the 0.3 repeating percent that aren't ugly. Sherry, you haven't called all week. Come on. At least give me an excuse if you're not going to call me on the program.
Where did you meet Cher?
Where did I meet Cher? Well, Cher does another program called the PNS Explosion, and I think she heard about my show when she started doing her show, maybe. Something like that.
Oh, okay.
Running is terrible for your body, says Mrs. Butterworth. Well, so is being a glass jar. Right? Her name is Mrs. Butterworth.
Being fat is worse.
Being fat is worse for your body? Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously? Her USB ports are busy. That's Cher's excuse.
Cher, come on.
Griselda really wants to talk to you. Give me a couple
minutes.
Yeah,
I think you're really pretty, Cher. I watch all the videos. Over and over again.
So we didn't do anything to help Annie Melton, did we?
No. Do we have any other ideas?
I think the answer, I think he is a hopeless blubber cunt. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but that's what we say about people that need 12-step programs. So I think he needs to give up, admit that he has no power over his addiction to food. I think he needs to accept responsibility for being overweight, accept that it's his own fault and not some weird metaphysical metabolism that doesn't make
sense.
Right,
or that because his dad can't buy healthy food, that's why he's fat.
Right, right. You know what? It's like, it's very simple. It's like if you take in more calories than you burn, you gain weight.
Right.
You know, and yeah, a thyroid problem can fluctuate that just a little bit, but not that much.
And if you're aware that you have a thyroid problem, you need to take the medicine.
Yeah, he just finds excuses not to. But see, that's part of the problem of being an addict. He really wants to just eat. And so the only way I think that is really his chance for success is to look up for some sort of a support group for the overweight.
There's like, online OA meetings.
Online Overeaters Anonymous. You know, we have to be careful about 12-step programs because they're anonymous. So, but I'm not in Overeaters Anonymous. I talk about Weight Watchers Anonymous, which is an amalgam of some of the things I do.
Uh-huh.
But you Weight Watchers, you should try OA, and those people I can guarantee can help you. I have 100% faith that those people can help you. And if you have hit the point where your life is absolute shit and you are at rock bottom, Andy or anyone else in that audience, then you go to a 12-step program and they can help you. And no matter how horrible your problem is, I guarantee it'll get better if you do what they tell you. See, even Mrs. Butterworth said Overeaters Anonymous is actually really good. This is coming from a syrup jar.
Right, she's pure sugar.
Mrs. Butterworth says, Griselda, are you sure the run is canceled tomorrow? I need to do an Eddie pot.
Well, the run is still on, but I'm just not having people from work come.
Well, why not? Because you don't want
because
them to be tortured.
Because this is their first race, and there's so much snow on the ground. I'm used to running in all types of weather, but they're not. I want them to have fun.
Oh, I see. So can you get them to do another one?
Yeah, of course.
But they've trained for this, haven't they been training for this?
Most people haven't been training enough, but...
Okay, then it's probably good that you're canceling it, so it's like a false alarm. So maybe you can pick another 4-mile run that's in like a month.
Yeah.
And then by then they'll really be trained.
Exactly.
Ustreamer 25064, first of all, get a nickname. Second of all, you haven't been listening. Ustream is a disaster. It's not my fault. It's Ustream's fault. Write them a goddamn letter. All these things are fucking shit. I'm not talking to Mrs. Butterworth. I'm talking to 25064, who says you're pausing and crap. Fix it. I can't fix it, okay? Do you not understand that these fucking flash-based streaming video things suck? How long have I been trying to find a decent QuickTime streaming thing that I can use and just implement it in my website for free? God, I'm sick of these fucking people. I wish I could hang out with a retarded girl on Blog TV, but that thing crashes too. You like retards, Griselda?
Of course. Why?
There's a run in Litchfield, Connecticut, that is really great.
You know what? I heard that there's a Krispy Kreme run.
Yeah, that's every day for fat people.
You run like 5 miles, then eat 10 Krispy Kremes, and then run 5 more miles.
And how many calories is 10 Krispy Kremes?
Probably 3,000.
Did you say 10 Krispy Kremes or 5?
I don't know how many it is. I don't know the details.
You know, I binged horribly yesterday. And this is my other problem now that I'm getting into shape again. It's that I get these hunger things where, like one day I'll be fine and I don't need to stuff my fat face. And then the next day, like, I'm, like, ravenously hungry for carbohydrates. And I eat, like, all the bread in my house, even if it's that whole grain, disgusting bread. And right. I'll, like, eat butter sandwiches, things like this. Yesterday, I had a lot of disgusting things as well. I had a lean cuisine.
And that's what I had for breakfast this morning.
But I also had one of those mini loaves of white, the whitest white Italian bread that they give you as like when you order a Italian food from the store.
Chicago's best pizza.
Oh my God, Mrs. Butterworth's gym has free pizza on Monday nights. Oh my God, where's this gym? I gotta find this. This is a great idea. What gym has free pizza on Mondays? I'll fly there. Come on, Mrs. Butterworth, answer the question. Type faster, I need to know. Mrs. Butterworth, come on. Come on, answer the question. Where's this gym? Where's this gym with free pizza on Mondays? Will you go there with me, Griselda?
Will I what with you?
Will you go to the gym that has free pizza on Mondays?
Of course.
Okay, that'd be great.
I hope it's all you can eat.
Is it all you can eat, Mrs. Butterworth? I don't think she can hear me, this fucking shit. You know what? I'm going to turn off the video and just try with just audio. How's that? Maybe people can hear me with just audio. Planet Fitness in what city? We're not going to come stalk you, you bitch. Where is it? What? Oh, it's in New York. Planet Fitness, 225th Street. You can go. 225th Street. Planet Fitness. Bring your Starbucks executive card or whatever. Free bagels on Tuesday mornings. Jesus Christ, this place was meant for Jews. I bet you it's all Jewish, right? Is 225th Street in Harlem or something? Where is that? Where's 225th, Griselda?
225th Street?
Yeah, where is that? Is that in Harlem?
It's either at the very tip of Manhattan or it's in the Bronx.
My parents used to be living... Well, I was born there in the Bronx. I think you're right. It probably is the Bronx. Inwood, he says. But listen, okay. He says there's a Starbucks next door and it's only $10 a month. Northern Manhattan, Inwood. You should go to that Starbucks. Free bagels, free pizza on Monday night. I almost want to move to New York. Don't bring Mikey Pod because he's still a little overweight, right?
Hey, wait, this is Mrs. Butterworth talking?
Yeah.
Does she want to come to the 4 Miler tomorrow?
Mrs. Butterworth, do you want to go to the 4 Miler? Well, she can hear you. I don't know why I have to. Do you want to? Oh, I think I just lost the connection again. Yeah. Mrs. Butterworth, if you can hear us, Papa, do you want to come to the 4 Mile run with Mrs. Butterworth, with Griselda tomorrow? She may not be able to hear because the goddamn Ustream refreshed. We have one listener, Mrs. Butterworth. Mrs. Butterworth, let me know when you can hear me again, please. just make some sort of acknowledgement on the chat room if you might. Okay. Mrs. Butterworth, will you go on the run with Griselda tomorrow? Yeah, I know. I turned off the video because I thought maybe it would make things better. That's fine. That's fine, dude, 2008. I wouldn't want Carla to come in on such a shitty day, but tell her thank you. And I would like to call her when... Oh, wait, somebody's calling. Hold on, I think it's Cher. Hold on. One moment, please. Hold.
Can you hear me?
Hold on. Yes, but hold on.
Okay.
Wait a second. Why is Cheryl on this thing? Hold on. Cheryl shouldn't be there.
Come on.
No. Don't. Hold on. Oh, God. Hello?
Hello?
Hold on. Cher? I mean, Griselda?
Right.
Hold on. Fine. I'm going to call you right back because I have a technical issue. So just
can
stay
I call
there.
You back in a couple minutes?
You want to call me? Back. Oh. No. Hang on, Griselda.
Hang okay.
On. I got to call you back. So back. In 2 seconds, so just for a technical
reason. I need
reason.
To pee, so call me back.
Hello, Cher?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. No. Yes. How are you, Cher?
I'm trying a different mic here. Is it better or worse?
It sounds fine. I hear you fine.
Okay.
Okay. So, what's new with you? What nothing, about my hamstrings? Can I show you my issues?
Yeah. Show mommy.
Okay. How is Chazzy?
Fat.
You know, I told you I've been watching this yoga video, and it's called Yoga Amazing with Chaz. And I didn't.
Oh, my little sapphic butterballs and nut is doing yoga.
Yeah.
She's such a good girl.
Well, the thing is, it's a he.
Oh.
I didn't, you know what I mean? So I think you're I think she's on the I think she's on the moans. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Her clit grew to a peeny.
I think she's on the moansies. Let's see. Can you see my area?
Wow, it looks really clean.
Yeah, I don't know where to do the yoga today, but we'll find a space and we'll see.
Were you playing around with silly string in there?
What silly? Yeah. Looks yes, like I was, Cher. That's right, I sure was. Is the picture back, anyone? Not that I care. Is the picture back? Are we any better? It's fucking Chinese Ustream, Cher. I don't know about these Chinese. Okay. Let's see. Now, let me find my... I'm not going to get the yoga mat, Cher, because I just want to show you this.
Yeah. What?
What?
Is Griselda there?
Oh, I have to call her back. Good. Thank you for reminding me. I hung up.
I was hoping...
You. Can you see me on the video, Cher?
No.
Hi.
Oh, so then
hi, Griselda. It's me,
hello.
Cher.
It's Cher.
I love you, Cher.
I'm fabulous. I'm Cher.
Can you just...
You're really sexy.
Okay,
you think so?
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me, lovebirds. Cher, can you only, can you just try and watch the simulcast for a second just so you can see how my position and help me?
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah, I'm watching, honey.
Okay. See, now this is correct, right? Hello?
I can't...
Hello?
It looks like you're squatting.
No, I'm
sitting. Are you taking a dumpy? Are you taking a dumper
for
mom? Oh, there you are. I see you now.
Okay, you see?
Okay.
Now, she said I'm supposed to feel this here when you do this thing. She said it's for here.
You probably feel it all on your back, right?
No, the problem is, she said I'm supposed to. I feel it in my... I don't think any of these muscles even work. Because I can't go like... If I go like this, then I'm rounding my back, right? That's bad, right?
No, it's not necessarily bad, honey.
Oh, what do you mean?
Because I tend to... You have to, there's no perfect way to do the pose for everyone, all right?
Right.
It's like, there's no perfect, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a metaphor relevant to me, Cher, but I can't think of one. But, you can start with, there you go, honey. That's called sitting like a lady. But if you round your back a little bit, that's fine. I'm getting into it.
So where should I feel it during that pose?
You should feel it in the hammies.
See, the retarded yoga teacher told me I should not feel it in the hammy. She told me I should feel it in the lower back.
What?
Seriously. I asked her after class. And then she told me, you know what?
I don't think...
Your vagina smells, ma'am.
So it's the exact same pose. Stand in the middle of the room.
Oh, God, really? All right.
Yeah, this one's easy.
Okay, sure it is. All right. Griselda, are you still there?
Yeah, but I need to make some phone calls.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad.
Okay. Let me go. Bye.
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 I think she was whelmed. Not overwhelmed, just whelmed.
Under.
Okay.
So, you know Padangusthasana, where you just take your toes in a forward fold? Just bend over and take your toes?
I don't know what a Gustasana is. Just like this? Like this?
I can't see it.
Oh, I look huge.
Because it's delayed.
I'll just wait out.
There you go. Okay, now you're...
I look like an elephant, literally, though. Pink elephant. I'm the pink elephant in the middle of the room that nobody wants to talk about.
So where do you feel this pose?
In my
hamstring?
Vagina. No, I feel it. Well, look at my knees. I want you to see that I'm not really bent. I feel it, I guess, in my lower back.
What's happening is you're getting caught up in the minutiae of these poses. You're getting caught up in all these details.
Okay, then when are you going to come over and do the video with me, or I'll come over to
you?
We could
do it.
And then we don't have to have this. Do it over the phone.
Yeah, it's hard to. I could explain it better. Oh, I'm losing character. I could explain
okay.
it better in person.
How? Hey, oh. And plus, you can help me with my half bleed video because I need more burlap.
Oh, okay. We can do that.
But I need some. I really need whatever. When do
can
you?
Can I sing it in its entirety?
Now?
No, I mean when I come over.
Of course.
Can I record it?
Of course you can. But now I want to know, Cher. When are we going to do this video? I know you said wait till it's not cold, but it's cold. It's winter.
I know. It's not going to not be cold for a long time.
Now my thing is this: I have a vagina. Tomorrow I'm going to the spin class at
uh-huh.
Cheetah because my friend Terry Cosgrove is teaching it. You know, the one with the abortions.
Oh.
Yeah, you
he
can.
What?
You can come if you want. They, you know.
What time?
It's at 2:00.
Oh, I can't.
Vagina.
Because I'm T.O. chill.
His spin classes are so hard.
So
spinning
is really
hard. Well, his are like especially hard because he's kind of older. So he has to prove himself by by proving that all these people that are younger than him can completely get exhausted. Do you know what happened once? I swear to God, in his class when I was training for one of these AIDS rides, but I didn't get AIDS anyway, and they didn't give me my money back. But I was training for this AIDS ride. This young guy, must have been in his 20s. He looked like he was in perfect shape. He's on the bike, and, you know, and Terry doesn't do heart rates or any of that or check pulse. He's just like, tighten the circle. He said, tighten the circle, Mary. Tighten the circle. Come on, keep going. That's what he does. I'm like, what circle? He's like, the circle. You know, the pedals. Come on, Weinstein.
The little dial.
Come on, tighten the circle. Oh, she's famous, this one. Oh, we got Madge Weinstein here, a celebrity. Woo. Tighten the circle, bitch. Come on, tighten the circle. Come on. So this poor kid, like, starts to pass out. He gets off the bike and he's like, woo, 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 woo. And Terry goes, here, take a Luna bar. Take a Luna bar. They're for women. And then, you know, because I kind of got that from him. Or maybe he got it from me. I don't remember. He goes, they're for women. And I get, they're for women. And he goes, and the kid eats and he starts to feel better. He goes, oh, it worked. You must be a woman. Terry only eats Luna bars. He doesn't do Clif bars. Too many calories.
I hate those bars. They taste like shit.
So what other sports do you like besides yoga, Cher?
I bike everywhere. So
that's like the same.
But I'll just talk in my voice. I'm Cher. Hey.
I've been biking everywhere too, but it.
That's all I do. I do the yoga and then I bike around, and in the summer I do other stuff like rollerblade and
dildos. What do you do in the summer? You do rollerblading?
I make dildos. Is that what you said?
I'll hold for Cher.
Some dildos?
I'll hold for Cher to answer that question.
Oh, Britt, I'm back.
Cher, what do you do in the summer with your dildos?
I recreate the Turn Back Time video, and I hang out with Chaz Palminteri. Not Chaz, my daughter.
Somebody from the chat room, Mrs. Butterworth, the only person who apparently is there because the is that wants to know if you do.
Fucked.
Yeah, do you do water sports?
Does Cher do water sports? Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. What kind? I really need a netty. Can you tell?
I go to the beach and I swim and play around with Chazzy.
What about your clit?
I poke my bean. Chazzy pees on me.
Come here, Trotsky. Poke your bean.
Poke it bean. Poke my bean.
But you ride your bike far because you ride downtown like every day, don't
you? I do. I ride all around.
But do you ride on the bike path?
I'm about 70 years old. No, I bike path's too out of the way for me.
It's too cold, too.
Plus, the bike path is dangerous, especially on the weekends.
Yeah, when all the fat.
It seems like it's safer, but it's not.
Yeah, but I don't think this time of year. There's nobody.
No, this time of year, it's frown.
But so this is my problem, though. The thing is that I have nothing to talk about, so I'm making up dumb shit. That's the problem.
What's Andy Milton going to do here?
No, but when are we going to do the... Oh, he's going to eat some more. But wait, that's a good topic. But wait, to finish this, do you have any idea when you want to do the... When you want to do this yoga studio thing, or should we just maybe keep postponing it? Because I was thinking, if it's this weekend, it won't work. But is there any day during the week we can do it? Or where do you want me to go? Because I can go somewhere. You know, I do leave the house occasionally. I have a forklift operator.
We could do it.
I keep him in my vagina.
I feel like I keep making plans and then
don't rail my parade.
You know what? Let's say next Saturday.
Okay.
At 4 o'clock at Spin.
Spin?
Not Spin. What is sweatshop?
Okay, let me put it on my calendar. Hold on.
Hold on.
Look, I just got a spam on my Skype. Lily Moon 21.
Piss on my vagina.
It says, "Girls and boys gratis." Jesus Christ, this is horrible.
You know, I really like
We
Chris
need
Spiegel.
Legislation. Oh, oops.
Chris Spiegel is a cute...
Yeah, he would probably be here if it wasn't for the... This is disgusting. I can't believe they send me all these vaginas on the Skype. He would probably be here today, but he probably has to actually do work. Does Andy eat laps, too? Oh, that's a great question, 79517.
Laps.
Cher, can you ever channel Barbara Streisand?
No.
Why not?
I don't do her, that whore.
You don't do her? No. Saturday is the 1st of March.
Oh. Okay.
So we'll say 4 p.m., but we are going to confirm this.
All right.
Otherwise, it's worthless.
All right.
Oh, I didn't write down what the event is.
Write it down.
I'm writing it down. Hold on. I'm putting my camera.
Oh, Mrs. Her. Butter...
I wrote... I wrote, it's her, Cher, as the description.
Where does... What kind of bike do you have? Mrs. Butterworth wants to know.
I think she's talking to you.
No, it says Madge.
I have two bikes. You want to see it?
Yeah. Yeah, go get it.
Okay, talk to the audience, Cher.
I ride it. It's very Chicagoan, but I ride a fixed-gear bike. So I look all hardcore. Because Chicago's flat. Flout. Ow. That's it. That's all I got.
Hello. Hold down.
I'm holding.
Okay. Hello?
Where does Strip Club Deej... Where do you live? Strip Club Deej in the chat room just said he rides his bike all winter. Where do you live?
Prolapseville. Are you happy there? Ms. Butterworth? This is my woman about town bike.
Prolapse
it's a man's
land.
Bike
you
because I'm
power.
A lesbian. It has
I love
this,
that place.
This rides up against my joint when I crash. And this is the, it has 7 speeds, and it's a hub, it's got the kind where you, it's a, what do you call it, an internal hub. Now, I want to show you something else, ladies.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Look at this bell. It's got a little froggy bell. Can you see there?
Ring it, honey.
Okay, and then in the back, this is the best park. I have this pannier. Do you see the, God damn it. Now I got my... Can you see the pannier?
The Panera bread.
Yeah, but look, and then inside I have my Whole Foods recyclable bag. It's for when I go to Whole Foods. And it has a light in the back and in the front. In the front, it also has front. A light. It has
ow.
A light here, which is generated by a, what do you call that, a dynamo in the rear.
I'll give you a dynamo.
A dynamo in the front.
Dynamo between my tilts.
Now the other bike I have is a racing bike, and it's in the it's in the bedroom, and I'm too fat for it right now. So and you're not going to get to see it because I don't feel like getting it. Okay.
How?
What do you mean? What happened, Mrs. Butterworth? What do you mean, what happened? What do you mean, what happened, Miss Butterworth? How come it tastes so good? Did your lips just hang while you ride that bike?
I love Mrs. Butterworth, the syrup.
I know. The audience member, Mrs. Butterworth, is okay. But I really, really, really like the syrup.
It's so, buttery.
Mahow. Yes, my lips hang while I ride the bike, and sometimes they get caught in the spokes. Okay. Strip club DJ says gank. Why? Who are you, and why does Cheryl have such a... is so hung up on... Cheryl is really hung up on the strip club DJ.
He must be howling.
I need to find my phone so I can get that. We were talking about Andy Melton. Okay, we can talk about Andy and then we're done because this tape is ending, thank God.
All right.
What do you think about Andy? What can we do? Because this is a serious problem. You are a professional, you do athletics to help people for a living. So this is really it's your fault if he kills himself.
I think we should all donate some money and get him out of there.
He'll just use it for food.
No, we'll fly him out.
To where?
I don't know, somewhere. Someone can host him.
Well, Shashaldin said she offered Mikey Pod to host him.
Oh, really? There you go. I think that's what we should do.
No,
everyone
poor
can...
Andy doesn't... You can't have... You know, Mrs. Butterworth, I understand you have pity for Andy. But you see, poor Andy, you know, pity isn't going to get him... to fix his problems, you know, he needs
I think
help.
He needs to get out of his space.
I'm just trying to help
it's
him.
It's toxic, clearly.
Mrs. Butterworth says he can stay with her, and she lives in Manhattan. I think that would be
wonderful.
There you
go.
That's very generous, Mrs. Butterworth. Mrs. Butterworth, how will Andy get a hold of you? Because he's not listening to this grammar. Will you be back next week using the code name Mrs. Butterworth? How come you taste so good? Okay, Mrs. Butterworth, thank you for that. I think that
we all need to join hands in a lesbian prayer circle for Andy.
Yeah, I agree. I'm starting a new religion anyway. It's called the Madge Religion, and I need money. So if somebody sends me $1,000, or no, 2 gold pieces, I'll give you a prayer cloth and a challah. And if you send me 3 gold pieces, 1 ounce gold pieces, you get the prayer cloth, the challah, And I'll say a special prayer to make Andy Melton lose 150 pounds. Do we have anybody? Anybody?
Dollars are worthless. No American currency.
No. It's gold pieces, I said, Cher.
Oh.
All right, let's do this. Hiya, 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 hiya.
All right, honey, I feel like I'm...
I'm not done with my prayer.
Oh, sorry.
All right, we just said the prayer, and now Andy lost. He's going to lose 150 pounds due to the goddess. And nobody gave, but this will only work retroactively if somebody sends me 3 gold 1-ounce pieces. All right, Cher, thank you for being on my program. Appreciate it very
much. Thank
you,
honey.
Okay, and I put it on my calendar for next week at 4 p.m., but we are going to confirm this.
All right, let's just do it. We've been procrastinating, and we'll just do it.
Sharon's good, Cher.
We're going to do it.
Okay.
I think I am serious about that. Mrs. Butterworth said, are you serious about that? About Andy? And I'm totally serious. I think we should all donate money, fly him out to New York, and Mrs. Butterworth will take care of him for a little
bit.
But
it has to be a way that that the money gets put in a place where we can actually make sure that that money gets put into a ticket. I don't just want to send him the money. Because he'll make up some bullshit and say, oh, my daddy took it for food money. Sorry, I don't buy any
right.
of that crap.
No, we'll just buy him the ticket.
Okay. All right, well,
someone has to organize it, not me.
Mrs. Butterworth can organize it. Cher and
okay.
I are both busy women with wives.
Okay, honey. I'm going to take a nap.
Okay. Thank you, and we'll look forward to continuing this discussion next
week. Good night and good luck.
Good night and good lips.
How?
I'm going to just play a closing song for this train wreck of a show. But this time, at least, at the very least, it wasn't my fault. Because it's Ustream's fault, which is ass. Let me play this thing. I think Twinkle Boy sent me a sang a few days ago. I can find that. Let's see. Cheryl sends me... she sends me things during the show. She sends me emails during the show, and then she doesn't answer the phone. Like, you know, don't fucking email me shit during the show. Because then I'm going to assume that you're free to be called, you dumb bitch. But even though I forgot what I was going to ask you altogether. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see. Moan quivers. I got all these things in my nose today. Let's see, I have an attachment to place somewhere. It's too late. The video already ended anyway, but I can humor myself. Come on! So I got this email. I would like to introduce myself. My name is Lyra, and I'm the producer for Blog TV. I've been listening to your fabulous radio shows you have podcasted, and you're great. Would you be interested in live video broadcasting? Well, I wrote them back and told them they suck, except for the retard. Okay. Yeah, this is what I'll play this thing that Twinkle Boy sent me, and that's it. And I'll mix it with some Listwood, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Right. Whatever. Come on, load it, bitch. Load it. Load it. Cheryl was playing with her disgusting clit.
Dr. Listwood, I didn't marry a finger. Well, I know that. You didn't marry a penis either. You didn't marry a penis either. You can marry a penis either. Dr. Listwood, I didn't marry a fink. Dr. Listwood, I... La- 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 but I didn't marry a finger. Didn't marry a penis either, but I didn't marry a finger. Didn't marry a penis either, but I didn't marry a finger. Didn't marry a penis either, but I didn't marry a finger. Didn't marry a penis either, but I didn't marry a finger. But I didn't marry a finger. But I didn't marry a finger. Marry a finger. Marry a finger. That's a list that I didn't marry a finger. That's a list that I didn't marry a finger. Well, I know that. Finger. Well, I know that I didn't marry a finger. Well, I know marry a foot, I didn't marry a finger. Marry a finger, but I didn't marry a finger. 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 Marry a finger. I didn't marry a finger. But I didn't marry a finger. But I didn't marry a finger. Marry a penis. But I didn't marry a finger. 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 But I didn't marry a finger.
But your rhythm will be horrible, and that's yours. Just need no valentine. Everything you got's about right, but the damn thing don't come out right. So forget it, kid, and just resign. The girl isn't pretty.
prolapse, long time.
Thank you.